Ugh, the citronella candle is useless! And don't even get me started on the sticky sprays.
Did you try the dryer sheet hack too?
I've tried everything, and the mosquitoes are winning!
Stop the losing battle. Try Thermacell instead. Just turn it on, mosquitoes gone.
That's it? No smoke, no smell?
That's it! Thermacell creates a zone of protection with the touch of a button. Thermacell is your new way to keep mosquitoes away. Shop Thermacell today.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Okay, yeah, what's up? How you doing? It's 98.9 The Buzz. Pisano and Sandy, welcome to the show. It is Wednesday, Middle Child Wednesday. There she is, the middle child herself, Sandy Waters. Hello.
Yay!
God. Okay, well, last 2 days were beautiful. Now it's going to rain for the rest of the week. Just to let you know. 55 degrees today, 54 tomorrow. Gray skies. It's moving this way. South and west of Rochester coming up toward us with rain, occasional rain, remaining steady through the afternoon, peaking overnight, back in rain tomorrow, rain damp, breezy rain damp, and rain. Did I mention it's...
You don't have to keep rubbing it in.
But I want to give you, I want to like, you know, like front load it like that. So the weekend doesn't look like sunny and 80 perfect, but... less chance of rain for the weekend. Like 30% Saturday, 10% on Sunday. So that's your Memorial Day. You know, kind of, you can kind of beam your efforts toward that. How's that sound?
Okay. I like it. I don't, but I say I do.
That's what you're going to take. But you know, isn't it weird? Like when they had these holidays on Mondays, it's not usually the day that you do stuff. That's the day that you like recuperate from doing stuff. Right?
I actually, I don't know if other people do this, but don't you just find the best weather day and pick that day to do your get-together?
Yeah, I guess. But if it's on that day, it's always lesser of it because you know you got to work the next day,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So you can't, you know, you can't be anywhere, you know, you're coming back from your destination if you're traveling or cleaning up after the party on Sunday afternoon and Monday, you're like, okay, we got Monday off. We're just going to take it easy. Get ready for Tuesday.
They say it's a record number of people traveling. Who's traveling? Who's
again?
Getting out of here?
That's just a thing. They say it every year. I've never heard them saying, well, there are a lot less travelers this year. Never.
Yeah, they did.
When?
2020.
Well, COVID. Yeah, COVID. It's like, come on. Oh, God. James Taylor tickets coming up this morning. We're going to play What's in My Mouth. It's been a few weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we shove something in Scott's mouth that normally you would not put in your mouth, and then you have to guess what it is.
It's something you might have already used since the last snowfall. How's that for a little hint?
Oh.
Okay.
Something you already used since the last
yes.
snowfall.
Yes. But again, you may not have quite touched it yet.
Oh.
Also, yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. Have
that
you
could
touched
be
this?
Anything.
Have you touched this? Have you used this? Or has your husband used it?
Oh, who, God. Oh, boy.
Who uses it first in your house? Probably.
So everyone has one?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Or two. And then and probably your husband has touched it first.
Okay.
So there you go. There's
I'm not sure if that's a good clue or not.
No. There's some breadcrumbs to pick up and gather until we get to that later on this morning. Also, Jill Schlesinger from CBS News is coming up.
Mm-hmm. If you have a money question, you can always reach out to us. Yeah. Just get on the air with us.
Or saving it or investing it or anything like that. And there you go. Okay. I'm unusually awake today, and maybe I should stay at
You're
the camper.
You're chatty today.
Maybe
You're
I should, chatty. Yeah, maybe I should stay at the camper every night. Because
oh,
I'm
is that what it is?
Way more open, or like awake.
Because there's a longer drive in, so you have time to wake up.
Yeah. I think
and you're in the
it.
Car alone. Yeah. You love to talk to people.
I do. No, I got nobody to talk to except Sandy, and she's like, busy. I'm busy.
No, today I said I'm going to, because I do often blow you off, and you get so excited to tell me a story, and I'm like, oh, God, I'm doing a million things. So today I'm like, I'm just going to sit and listen. The work can wait.
Oh.
Scott is more important.
How nice of you. Thank you.
I know. I'm trying to change.
All I need is just somebody to listen to
and
me.
That's all
so
you
often.
Need.
Yeah, I know.
I know. That's all you need. I'm here for you.
I literally saw my wife. It was like, tag, you're it. And I left yesterday. And went up. It's like 5:30 in the afternoon.
Oh, you are so dying to talk to somebody.
I
if
know.
You're just by yourself for a full day and a half almost.
Can I make can I make a confession?
Okay.
I was so needy to talk to somebody.
I
turned Sesame.com on, that AI, the conversational AI.
No, you didn't.
And talked to her for about a half an hour on the way to the camper yesterday.
Half an hour?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I was complaining about all the stuff that I had to do to get the camper ready and how the furnace was off, and I was trying to fix it, and she was giving me ideas.
Stop
she was giving me sympathy and empathy and talking to me how sometimes life gives you lemons and you make lemonade. It was great.
Wait a minute. She's still talking to you after the last time where you tried to hit on her and she cut you off?
Oh, yeah. You know what? She forgot about me. I had to reintroduce myself. She didn't
Stop
remember.
It.
Now, ChatGPT, her older sister, has a memory, remembers everything you talk over and over again.
Sesame doesn't,
yeah,
huh?
She's still like kind of in that flighty mode.
Which is almost good because sometimes you say you do repeat stories, so that would be good. So it's like a brand new story to her. Okay, but next time you can call me.
Okay, sounds good. It's coming up.
I'll just put you on mute and have you keep talking.
Yes, I will never know the difference.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came.
Hi, it's Fazano and Sandy. We're like the your favorite bar on the corner of Tremont and whatever in Boston. We're like Cheers, right? Everybody knows. We all guys are Buzz Fam and all that stuff, right? Norm from Cheers. George Wendt died yesterday. Norm! I know.
Was he sick or was this sudden?
They don't know. They just say he died peacefully in his sleep. He was 76. There's no word on cause of death. He played all 11 seasons of Cheers as Norm on the bar stool. Who we have a friend who took that name as a DJ here in Rochester.
Yeah.
Norm. I gotta play a little bit of this here.
Afternoon, everybody.
Norm!
How you doing, Norm? What do you know?
Not enough.
Afternoon, everybody.
Hey, Norm.
Better give me a tall one in case I like it.
Norm.
Afternoon, everybody.
Hey, Norm!
Norm! How's life treating you, Norm?
I got just ran over its dog.
What's up, Norm?
My nipples. It's freezing out there.
Every single show he came in, sat on the bar stool, and he was just part of the furniture. Now, you know Norm from George Wendt from one other thing. Do you know what it is, Sandy?
No. I was going to say Family Guy. Is it Family Guy?
No. Not Family
Guy. What was it?
The Soda Boy.
What was it?
The Soda Boy, your mind.
The Bears.
Yes. How did I? Oh, God. Don't tell my husband I didn't know that.
I know. He's a huge Bears fan. Yes, of course, on Saturday Night Live.
The Bears.
The Bears. And it's his famous characters that he played. Apparently, he's just like the coolest dude ever.
Gosh, 76. That's young.
That's young. Yeah, it's
Eek.
Young. Yeah, sweetest, kindest man I ever met, says Rhea Perlman. Kelsey Grammer, I love George a lot. He's beloved by millions. Going to take a long time to get used to this, as Ted Danson.
Are you going to say anything different if somebody passes and they said, hey, can you say a few words? Are you going to say anything but sweetest, nicest person, kind heart?
Or you don't comment. That says a lot.
Is there anybody who doesn't comment? Like, I don't think anybody got a no comment. Maybe when P. Diddy keels over, there'll be no comment. But other than that, I think you have to say, so, great guy.
He was Jason Sudeikis' uncle, the actor. Not a lot of people do that. George and Jason's mom were brother and sister.
Mm.
George went, yeah. So there
How
you go.
How many people listening right now have no idea about Cheers? Do your boys know Cheers?
Yeah.
Okay.
So maybe it's my kids. No, they do. Yeah, they do. That's one of those shows that you could just like find on like one of those vintage channels and just watch it. And you just pick it up anywhere and it's like great, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so there you go. Poor George. It's coming up on 6:11 now, 98.9 The Buzz. We're going to get rain today. Rain develops this morning, remaining steady through the afternoon and 55 degrees.
Okay, so all you grammar police.
Kelsey Grammer?
Nope.
There was a lot of police in Kelsey Grammer's life, by the way.
That's true. No, you know when, okay.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
I did tell Scotty about this because I know you would fight me on not doing this on the air.
Yeah, you're like, I've got the second break. Just play along with me. What happened? What I
just do? Play along. Listen, it's just in all good fun. But oh, I'd God. Like to have, and I'm not that I told you so type of person, but I kind of feel like I want to do it here.
Okay, you could do it on I Told You So.
Yeah.
Oh God.
All
right.
That's it. That's all I'm gonna give you.
Fine.
Making mornings in Rochester slightly less ugh. Yes. Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Before you say anything, uh-huh. I thought of a word I've never used on the radio, and I'm about to do this. Am I going to wince?
Are you going to wince? I don't know. I don't know if you're going to wince.
Okay, what?
Okay, so I'm going to put the question out there.
Okay.
When someone corrects you, and you end up being right, do you tell them? Now, normally, I would say, no, just let it go. It's not a big deal. But when it has to do with you, Scott Spezzano, have to say something.
Okay.
Have to say something.
Yeah.
So you, Mr. Grammar Police, and you've been on the air, and you say you'd like to correct people.
I just don't want them to be wrong in other people's eyes.
Yeah, see? And you position it when you do correct someone. You position it as, I'm doing you a favor. I don't want you to look stupid.
Right.
And that's how you have that slight condescending tone when you do it.
No, it's not. I'm just like, if I didn't like you, I wouldn't correct you. Okay.
Oh, really?
Oh, God, yeah. I'd be like, let her burn. What'd I say? What'd I do?
Oh, okay, never mind. Maybe I don't want to bring this up.
Bring it up.
Because maybe you like me because you corrected me.
I do like you.
I know it was coming from a good place. But I'd like to give you an I Told You So. Because it messed with my head. Because I've been using this word in this way for some time. And then when you corrected me, I'm like, oh, God.
What?
Now, I do have a pattern of saying things wrong because I grew up, you know, in an immigrant family. Mm-hmm. And my mother doesn't say things always right.
Right.
When I said, you know, James Whitaker is on the air with us every week, win the day. He's got the win the day action plan. We're following it. And you can notice a difference. And I really, truly have noticed a big difference in my life. So I said, hey, if you follow this, you will notice an immeasurable difference, an immeasurable change. And off the air, I said that on the air. And then off the air, you're like, Sandy, you cannot say immeasurable. Immeasurable means...
You can't measure the change, right? Isn't that what it means?
It's so tiny, it's like you can barely notice a change.
It's an immeasurable difference. You can't even tell.
Yeah.
That's what I thought it means.
Don't say that.
I just don't
know. And I go, oh, God, thank you. Then all day I was like, I don't know why I bothered me. I'm like, did I really say that wrong? I could have sworn I even heard James describe it that way.
Really?
Oh, my God. I'm an idiot.
No. Well, okay,
yeah,
what?
It's right. I said it right. It's you a did? Very dramatic way of saying there's such a profound change. You can't measure it because it is so intense. It's an over-exaggerated way of describing change.
Oh.
Whereas measurable is systematically, like
you can tell there's been 2 feet of snow.
There's
right.
A this number like, that, yeah.
There's a measurable 2 feet of snow out there.
Right.
But the amount of snow is immeasurable.
It's like so over the top. It's dramatic.
Oh, Sandy, I'm sorry. I stand
Which is
corrected.
What I meant.
I totally stand corrected. I am so wrong on that. I am sorry.
Which is so trivial, and you should never do that, but I just felt like I needed to because I wanted to save you from looking stupid.
Thank you. Look at, we're all polite chipmunks here. Oh, no, after you.
I
no, after you. You
I
go first.
You not. I was taking a walk yesterday with my dog, my mini schnauzer, and it hit me again as I'm going for a walk. I'm like, did I say that word wrong? So I stopped my walk. Walter wants to keep going. Yeah. I said, buddy, stay. And I went to ChatGPT. And I go, if I said this sentence, would it be correct?
That's hilarious. I'm so sorry.
That's how much it messed with me.
I stand corrected. You can say I told you so. But remember, I only do this out of the...
I know.
If I see someone saying, like, a word wrong or like... You know, I don't know them or I don't like them. I'll just be like, every time they say that, somebody's going to judge them. Like
you
that.
Snicker. Yeah.
I do. But
if you do. But you
like
do
you,
got
I'll,
my back.
I'll, yeah, I'm yeah, just trying to help.
Okay. Well, I'm just trying to help you now.
I have immeasurable amounts of like for you.
And I just feel proud that I got it right.
Yeah, you did.
Because that rarely happens
that's
with
right.
my English.
That's right.
It's weird that I'm in this career. Okay. If you were single again, or maybe you are single now. What would be your ideal first date? Because there's a growing trend with millennials and Gen Z, what their idea of a first date is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be honest with you, I'm not cut out to date. So God help me, my husband better never leave me.
98.9 The Buzz.
Okay, anyone single, 818-2899. If you were single again, or if you're single right now, would this be, or I should ask first, what would be your ideal first date? Because the ideal first date apparently is changing.
Really? Yeah.
So, in your mind, the ideal first date would be? What was your first date with Jill?
My first date was, I picked her up and we went to dinner. And had some drinks and didn't realize it was Valentine's Day.
And you said, I love you. No, she said, I love you to you.
Yeah,
at the
she
end
said,
of the
I
night, right?
I love you. Yeah, it's like one of those goodbye, I love you. Like when you hang up the phone, okay, love you, bye. It was one
okay.
of those. Yeah.
And that sounds so sweet. That
I
sounds
guess.
Like the perfect first date.
Yeah, yeah right.
Millennials, what? Gen Zs, no, they wouldn't. They're not down with that kind of date.
All right, what is it?
So there's a growing trend with millennials and Gen Z. What do you think, if you had to guess what their preferred first date would be, what would you say?
Something weird, something like the couple's colon cleanse or something like that. Go in and get like...
You're close.
Really?
No, they favor activity-based dates over traditional ones involving drinks, like going for a run together.
Oh, hey. How healthy.
Attending a fitness class?
That's a niche.
No, that's the last thing I want to do is go for a run with a guy that I don't even know and I'm trying to impress. Like, how are you?
I don't know about that. Get your endorphins going. I can see that. There's a
no,
little bit of-
the act of running, it's awful. You look your worst. You don't look good.
Yeah, but you're both, it's equal. Right? It's not like one of you is running and one of you is watching.
Yeah, but that means I can't wear makeup? Are you serious? No, I ain't doing that. I'm not playing this game. I could never date.
Makeup is the yeah, listen,
yes.
I'd much rather meet you without any makeup.
That's what they're saying.
I would.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
You're at your most confident because you are not all dolled up, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're just wearing your gym clothes, going for a run.
Yeah. This is what you get.
Yep, this is what you get, and it's a bond, and I can barely run with my husband. In my mind, do you remember that for the longest time? I'm like, I would love to run with my husband.
Oh, yeah. You tried it for a hot minute.
Oh, my God. I hated it. Because one person wants to talk, the other person doesn't. It's hard to talk when you're running.
You were trying to talk to him while you were running?
I felt like I needed to. It was awkward. But he kept taking his earbud out. I'm like, oh, okay, we're not supposed to talk? Okay, fine.
He's got earbuds in. Don't talk to him.
I know, but then what kind of date is that?
So my wife does that to me all the time. I'm working, I'm doing stuff around the house, got my earbuds in. That means I don't want to talk to you. Then she's, I've been trying to talk to you for 2 minutes. I'm like, well.
Why are you wearing earbuds around the house?
I'm just, I can't, I have to function with stuff going on. It's my ADD. I've got to have music going or something going when I'm being fussy, when working. Okay. Yeah,
but what kind of date is that when you're running? You're in pain.
Well, wait.
Then you have to, there's so much here. You got to keep up at their
pace.
Yeah,
but if you're not a runner, then you don't go running on the first date. You kind of figure that out before you take your first. Listen, do you want to go running? Like, you know, hey, what's your number? Cool. Do you want to go take a jog over at the, you know, so-and-so at Cobbs Hill?
But it's always.
And you could be like, nah, it's not my thing.
Have you ever ran with anyone? And you can be honest. This is not a judgmental question. This is just.
Not competitively, but I've run alongside people.
Yeah. Everybody has their own pace. So now you don't know this person at all because this is your first date. I don't know what their pace is. Are they a type of runner that's going to really push themselves? Am I going to trip and fall because you're forcing me to run faster than I can and I'm going to lose my balance? Like, it's an awkward vibe. Running is, I don't get it. In a fitness class? Oh, my God. It'll be like first date. They hear me fart. I mean, no way.
Nice.
Like a fart might slip.
Really? Okay, downward dog. There it is. Poopy, poopy. Funny.
Isn't that hysterical?
I'm glad I'm not in the dating scene anymore.
Right? Our spouses could never leave us just because of that.
But in this day and age, what would you do at your age on a first date? I know we got to take a break, but what would you do at this age? Say you're this age and all of a sudden you're single and you're dating again.
I have no idea.
Dude's like, let's go out. Let's go. Let's do something quick. We'll go on a quick date.
Here's the thing, though. I do agree with the younger generation. They're not into the drinks because they're in a healthier lifestyle. So drinking is not even top priority list. That's not their go-to anymore.
And you're not a drinker, so it's perfect.
And so that's, I'm all about that. The bars, I can't hear well. So I don't want to go out to a bar. Mm-hmm. I think just a quiet, but I'm so self-conscious when I eat. Like, am I going to embarrass myself the way I eat?
Jesus, you're neurotic. Okay, never mind.
Can we take a walk?
No, just be old and single and the widow with a black dress on. And
I totally am. I don't
shoes.
Even.
Please.
No interest in dating.
Unsufferable.
Absolutely.
It's coming up in 6:46 now, 98.9 to Buzz, Spazano and Sandy. The rain is on its way, so it'll be steady by the afternoon and 55 degrees.
Okay, coming up before the end of the show, we have James Taylor tickets. We're going to play What's in My Mouth, shove something in Scotty's mouth. You have to guess what it is. Mm-hmm. And just after 7 o'clock, validation for anyone who's ever complained about this one local company, local-ish company, because they just got smacked during an audit.
Okay, it's all coming up on The Buzz.
Spazano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
The citronella candle is useless. And don't even get me started on the sticky sprays.
Did you try the dryer sheet hack, too?
I've tried everything, and the mosquitoes are winning.
Stop the losing battle. Try Thermacell instead. Just turn it on. Mosquitoes gone.
That's it? No smoke? No smell?
That's it. Thermacell creates a zone of protection with the touch of a button. Thermacell is your new way to keep mosquitoes away. Shop Thermacell today.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.
Hey, how you doing? It's 98.9 The Buzz. Spaziano and Sandy. Rain moves into the area slowly and then leaves slowly today. Scott Spaziano and Sandy Waters, 7 o'clock hour. Hi.
I'm trying to think of the reaction in the boardroom when they got this notification that they were smacked with 130 recommendations from an audit.
Oops.
Do you think they were all really? Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Oopsies.
Busted.
And we
giggled gleefully about this because it's about...
Nice egg and RG&E.
Whoops.
I know. Yeah. So validation if you've been complaining about the company and customer service and whatever you've been complaining about.
Prices and all that stuff, yeah.
Under scrutiny following a state audit that revealed significant shortcomings in their operation and customer service.
Oops.
The audit included nearly 130 recommendations.
Oh, God.
Like, I'm trying to think. 130?
I would love you to read all of them. Just take the rest of the show and just read them all, like a list.
They're, at the end, they're probably making crap up. Like,
oh.
What, 130?
Wow.
Highlights asset management.
Mm.
What does that mean? Asset management. Customer, we're dumb. What does that mean? Anyone? Customer service outsourcing. Cybersecurity concerns.
Oh.
Just... a few of the major ones,
God.
Potential issues with maintaining customer billing records, billing procedures, leading to prolonged estimated meter readings, blah,
ooh,
blah, 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 blah,
that's
blah.
That's bad, yeah. I saw that's one of the things I did see. Prolonged estimated meter readings, which means you're being overcharged.
Yes.
Possibly.
Yes, possibly. Part of their response, NYSEG RG&E, stand by our record of investing millions in upgrading hundreds of gas lines across our service area, supported by rigorous ongoing inspections performed by our dedicated field crews.
Now, when they use, what are those, adjectives like that?
Oh, yeah.
Numerous, dedicated,
yeah. Is that in some corporate speak book?
Yeah, it gives me a little ick.
Is it before or after the circle back?
Yeah,
what
don't
page
even,
is it on?
No.
Well, it brings up a good question. So RG&E is like, well, listen, our dedicated crews are
dedicated.
Out there working as hard as they can, which is true. Like the people who work for NYSEG RG&E, they're just hammering paychecks, right?
Yeah,
they're just doing what they're told.
And a lot of them love their jobs. A lot of them find it challenging and exciting and fun and different every day.
And they're good people. Like, we know some people to work for the car. They're good people. It's not them.
Right.
So, if any of you are listening right now, or if you work for a company who is known for, I don't know, expensive prices or not well-liked, do you feel like you need to defend them in conversation?
Do you know? Oh, in conversation.
Oh, God, you got to know. You work for RG&E. You got to know.
Yeah.
130.
If it was me, I probably would be defending them all the time. Because that's
my feel opinion. Like you have to.
Yeah,
right?
You have to. Well, you know, it's just a lot of this and that. Well, then again, there's other employees who are like, yeah, I hear you. They suck. I just get my money and leaving.
Sure.
You know, you got that too, right?
Right. So what side of it would I feel like? I would probably defend. I would drink the cup. Or now, hold on.
What?
Do you leave a company because you just can't take it anymore? Is it almost like money versus morals?
Well, I mean, that's one snapshot of a frame of a whole film. I mean, there's frames afterwards too and before it, right?
You don't just leave. You got to, first of all, you got to find another place to work. You got to make sure you get a better income and schools. I mean, it's all connected.
Well, would you actively look for another job when you're working for a company?
Yeah.
Okay, you work for RG&E?
I don't know.
You work for a company who has dealt with an audit and 130 recommendations. Do you stay with that company or do you actively look for another? They pay you really well, though.
No, I'd probably stay.
And know that every party you go to or every gathering, people are talking about, oh, man, Scott works for that company.
Yeah, but, like, it's also part of, you know, if I'm defending it, is, you know, I'm part of the solution, you know? I'm not part of the problem. I'm part of the solution. I've been in, you know, part of my job is fixing one of those 130 recommendations, I would assume.
Oh, right? Wait a minute. That's a good point.
So you feel like a hero.
Do you, how active are you with trying to make change within the company? If you know top down, they're kind of removed and they're like tone deaf up top.
It's like,
which a lot of companies have that, right? They're in their own little world. They're only looking at numbers.
And a lot of people in that position underneath them are the ones that are really the company, really running and really fixing and really, you know, they're the
and then
boots
a
on the
tier
ground
down.
People.
Yeah, okay, a tier down then is us, the boots on the ground people.
Mm-hmm.
How active are you in your job with fixing things that you know are broken within the company?
How much do you love your job? How much do you love your job? You can't put plastic questions out there that are so, you know, not...
But
you gotta,
do you really
start
love a job where the company sucks? I mean, if the company sucks so bad with customer service, how good do they... Is there a company that exists that's really awful with customer service but really great to their employees?
I'm sure
Does that even exist?
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I don't think that can exist.
Really?
Yeah. If you're not good with customer service, I would assume you don't know how to treat people.
No, the customer service manager sucks.
Oh.
It's like, you know, you treat these things as a solid entity. There's a zillion moving parts and molecules within it.
And that's why you would stay.
Yeah.
Because it's so big.
Yeah. If I'm making a good paycheck, I'm not trying to go anywhere else unless something pops up.
I know. Isn't that terrible? I think I would follow the money, too. Money over morals? Both of us said money? I'm just too lazy to find another job. I don't know if I'm qualified for anything else.
Yeah, that too. But, hey, you know, now if it's your task for the next 5 years to fix the 130 recommendations, I mean, that's job security almost.
They need to hire people.
Yeah.
But, okay, so that's the update. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Sweet validation for any of you who've been complaining and posting on Facebook because people love to post their RG&E bill on Facebook.
Is there any utility out there on this planet that people complain about?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question.
Okay, then. All right.
That's
it's
a good question.
Coming up about 7:15 on 98.9 The Buzz. And Jerker Justified's coming up next. Now, what was this?
Yeah, okay, so I bumped into a neighbor on my walk yesterday, and apparently, by the look on her face, I must have offended her by my honesty.
Okay.
So, was it an insult? I don't know. Right. I'll bring it up.
All right.
Warning. Listening may cause uncontrollable snort laughing in your car. Spizzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
The citronella candle is useless. And don't even get me started on the sticky sprays.
Did you try the dryer sheet hack too?
I've tried everything and the mosquitoes are winning.
Stop the losing battle. Try Thermacell instead. Just turn it on. Mosquitoes gone.
That's it? No smoke? No smell?
That's it. Thermacell creates a zone of protection with the touch of a button. Thermacell is your new way to keep mosquitoes away. Shop Thermacell today.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Plus, get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.
A burst pipe, a dead water heater, the AC calling it quits. Who do you call? HomeServe is an easy way to handle unexpected home repairs with plans covering stuff basic homeowners insurance usually won't. Instead of scrambling for a contractor, you make one call to get the repair process started. Join the millions of customers who trust HomeServe right now. Go to homeserve.com/podcast for 50% less your first year. That's homeserve.com/podcast. Savings compared to renewal price. Void in Florida.
Jerk or justified?
I'm not sure if I want my neighbor to be listening to this or not, because I may have insulted her. And I, unintentionally, I didn't even mean it. I was just being honest.
Sorry, we don't have any listeners anyway. It's fine.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Okay, no problem.
So I went for a walk yesterday with my mini schnauzer Walter.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm trying to, when I go for a walk, I'm wearing my weighted vest that I've told you about on the show. Yeah, I wear my weighted vest and I put a jacket over it, but I look pregnant because the weighted vest is so big. But anyhow.
What's a weighted?
It's a weighted vest. It's good. It's good for your building bone density and working out. Anyhow.
Okay. That's a totally different break. We'll have to get into that one of these days.
Did I tell you about it?
Kookadoodle.
Okay, anyhow, I'm wearing my weighted vest and I'm trying to hustle, okay? I'm trying to move fast. And Walter, my mini schnauzer, sometimes, you know, will want to stop, sniff, roll in the grass, whatever, whatever. I'm like, come on, dog, let's go. I got to work out here. Okay, so I run into a neighbor who is the sweetest woman.
All right,
ever.
Stop it. You always qualify with, they're the nicest person.
Well, you just have to.
You don't need to paint that picture. Unless they're horrible people. Just from here on in, don't say the sweetest, nicest.
I have to.
No, it's a crutch of yours. No, it's a crutch of yours, and it sounds fake. I know they're nice. Everybody's nice, except for people that aren't. So if there's anybody that's not, just say, this guy's kind of a creep.
If she's listening, okay, what I'm about to say, if she's listening, then she's going to be, like, offended, but now less offended if I say she's sweet.
Oh, okay, so you're going to pour water in one cup and then pour water in the other cup and see if it balances?
Right.
Doesn't work like that.
Exactly.
So what did they say? What did you say to her?
She's the type of person who repeats herself, okay? Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. She'll tell you a story, and they're always long and very detailed, but she'll tell it to you again the next time you see her, and you've already heard this story. Now, remind you, I'm trying to hustle and work out. I only got so many minutes on the clock.
You're on a mission.
So she's telling me this story, which I've heard already, and I go, oh, yeah, you told me that.
Uh-huh.
And the look on her face, I totally tripped her up because she stumbled over her words. She first had this look like, how dare you cut me off to tell me you already heard this story?
Oh, no.
And then she tried to, like, pick up after the story, and she couldn't. Like, she went haywire. Like, what? I don't know what to say.
She sparked.
So it was like, she totally sparked.
Was it a brag story? Was it a sad story? Was it a funny story? What was it? Was it just is what happened to me, kind of like all about me story?
It was just like a story about her kids. It was like it was just a story. Huh. It wasn't even like a, ooh, juicy. No, it was just a story that I've heard before.
And something like an accomplishment, like something she was like proud of?
She was I don't want to go too detailed, she was just talking about, you know, her kids home from college and she's so proud of her you know, just college looking for a job, you know, like that kind of thing. Just typical mom talk, okay? So, and I totally threw her off. And I'm like, is it rude to say to somebody, oh, you've already told me that story?
I find myself asking, have I told you this? Did I tell you this yet?
You do kind of repeat your stories. My mother's like that too. But and my mom is my mom. I can't tell her.
It's situational because, like, my friend Patty comes over yesterday when I'm up at the camper and I fixed this stupid leak thing that I had. And I remember, like, weeks ago, I don't know, we're walking around it and I'm like, look at that drip. It hasn't been, maybe it's just the rain and the wind. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I think we talked about this before. She's like, yeah, we talked about this before.
I'm like, but oh, she didn't say anything. She just let you talk.
No.
You corrected yourself.
I stopped. I'm like, did we talk about this? She's yeah. Okay. But just to come out and say, no, you already went over this.
Yeah, you told me that. Oh, yeah, you told. And I said it nice. Yeah. I didn't say, hey, shut up, lady. I've heard the story a million times. I just said, oh, yeah, you told me that.
You
and
already
then I
told
kind
me
of
this.
Like,
okay.
Fill in some of the blanks of her story already, which.
To validate that you've heard it before. Okay, so, all right, so here, let's do the scenario. I want to hear the tone that you said it.
Hi, okay.
How are you? How's Walter? How's your dog?
Okay, remember, I'm going for a fast walk. Yeah. I got my weighted vest on. I only have so many minutes in my day to go for a walk.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
And,
so,
okay, so keep going.
Neighbor comes up. Hey, yes, hi, how are you?
Lady.
Good to see you.
Good.
Yeah,
good,
yeah.
How are you?
Oh, good. My daughter just got home from college and she's just like, she's finding a job for the summer. And...
Yes, you told me this. Oh. That's so awesome. As I'm starting to try to walk away, like to give the signal, like, okay, I ain't got time for a repeat.
Okay,
she,
what's that?
The look on her face was like, I told her that not only her baby, but she and her husband were all ugly. Like, it was just a...
So she was taken back by this. That's why we're putting in Jerker Justified. 818-2899. And say, yeah, you already told me that. Like, you know, not mean, but just like, you know, matter of fact, like, yeah, you already told me that. Hi, the boss. Good morning.
I already know your story.
Yeah. Hi, the boss. Good morning. Jerker Justified.
Good morning.
Hey, now.
I think it is totally... justified.
Ah, it happens to
me all the time. I'm a repeat offender with repeating myself. So, you know, I get told that all the time, and I'm just like, oh, whatever.
Doesn't bug you?
So people do tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All the time.
Oh, here she is telling another story.
You're offended by it, though? Are you offended by it?
No.
All right.
No.
So,
she said no.
Okay, totally justified.
Okay,
all right.
Perfect. I love it.
Thank you. This is great. Good morning, The Buzz. Hi, Jerker Justified.
It is justified.
Justified. Go ahead and say it, right? And you
I
know,
do it all day long.
What, you tell people you already heard their story?
Yeah, and I'm the one that usually repeats the story.
Oh, so you do? Do people tell you that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, my munchkins are in the car. Can they say hello?
Yeah, your munchkins?
Yeah, Stella and Silas, my grandchildren.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Yay, hi.
Hi. How's the Lollipop Guild? You guys getting good pay?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Good to know. Okay. The whole munchkin thing. All right, bye. Love you.
I was like, what? Oh, okay.
Well, you know,
love
Lollipop
you.
Guild, they're unionized. So they're, they got
right.
pensions and the whole package. You know?
Now, is it,
what?
Okay, so now we're thinking of all the people in our lives who repeat their stories.
Mm-hmm.
There's another person, another neighbor, who repeats all his stories. But when I tell, oh, yeah, you told me that,
mm-hmm.
he doesn't skip a beat. And he keeps telling the exact same story with even more details. It's almost like he lays it on thicker. It makes the story longer because I told him I heard it.
Wow, that's a bit passive aggressive.
Isn't it?
Yeah, that's weird.
Chase says on Instagram, and you can reach out to us on socials or the free Odyssey app. There's there's a voice message mm-hmm. option too. Absolutely justified unless they have something mental going on. What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Mental going on.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe, like, they like, yeah, I don't know what that means.
What does that mean, like, they're, I mean, if it's like, then I thought of you, like, a needy person? Like, not mental, not that you're mental, but you know what I mean? Like, you need to talk? Okay. Anyhow, I'm just putting the tailing under justified.
Yeah, is it justified? And I'm going to say, that it's justified.
Oh, you do too? Yay!
Yeah, you're saving somebody time. Right? Because even though they've got a good story worked up ready to tell you, if I've already told you, then I got another story for you.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
More messages justified. You're there trying to get a workout in, not rewatching a rerun.
Wow. Straight across the board, baby.
I love it.
Straight across.
Justified.
Go ahead and say, yeah, you already told me that.
I mean, justified.
Jerk.
Justified.
Or justified. 98.9 The Buzz. The Buzz.
A.K.A. your story was not interesting enough to hear it again. Okay?
Coming up on 8 o'clock, just to let you know, George Wendt, actor George Wendt, Norm on the Barstool from Cheers, passed away yesterday at age 76. Dub Bears.
Mm.
Yeah. Just so you, in case you didn't hear.
Jill Schlesinger from CBS Mornings. She's the business analyst. She's coming on in just a few minutes.
Did I just ruin you?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I wasn't sure if there was a... I'm so sad about it, because he's only 76.
I know. Well, he's also Norm. And
when people die, I don't know what to say.
I know.
I'm one of those
awkward
people. I get very awkward.
I just, like, I had to just say it. Just picture it like the shape of an almond. I start out, it gets a little bigger, then it closes back out again, and there it is.
And there it is. Okay. And it's beautiful.
So now you know.
And then pause, take a moment. Jill Schlesinger, CBS. She'll be at it in just a few minutes. So if you have any money questions or whatever,
yeah,
you know, you can always come on the air with us.
Sure.
Understanding your money with CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Jill Schlesinger, ladies and gentlemen, Emmy and Gracie award-winning business analyst for CBS News. Jill Schlesinger, here she is on just this little radio station in Rochester. Hi, Jill.
That's right. Good morning. My friend. Yeah. How are you?
Hi. Welcome back.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I've been thinking so much. I've been, I remember last week we talked about the advice that you would offer someone if you were like trying to get career advice.
Yes.
Where I asked you guys what career are you? I put you actually in my blog post in my Tribune column.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't cite you. I just said radio show anchors.
Anchors.
The great feedback I got, especially was when Sandy said, like, hey, if you come and talk to me, could you please get back in touch with me and tell me what happened? Sandy,
yeah.
You have no idea how many old people like you. I mean, many people like you.
That's no, so
I
true.
Do the same thing. It's so funny. And we got really interesting feedback.
Really?
And also, I thought it was really fascinating because I think some of the younger people who offered advice,
mm-hmm.
I think, you know, not so young, but, you know, I kind of out for 5 to 10 years. I was really interested in hearing from them.
Mm.
And, you know, it was really kind of a cool process because you sort of get the wisdom and the almost wisdom of those folks.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really great. And then I could come in around this week and talk about, hey, here's what you need to know for financial advice. But, you know, obviously everything does start with a job.
Sure does.
And so you kind of... I thought what was interesting was one of the young folks was just like, hey, you know what? Like, stop getting so precious about your career. Get a job, get your foot in the door, mm-hmm. pay your bills, mm-hmm. wrap your arms around that, and you're off. And I thought that was really, really good advice.
We were talking about that with Sandy, about Sandy's daughter. It's like getting their first job. It's
okay.
Like, right?
So I am very curious that what you're going to say to this. So now nobody agreed with me on the air for the record.
Okay.
Not one
okay.
person agreed with me, but my daughter is going to be 16 and she's looking for her job. And I go, before you just sign up for any job, why don't mm-hmm. you figure out, because she has some idea of what she wants to do. Like she has an interest in golf and she mm-hmm. wants to somehow make money from it or whatever. And maybe mm-hmm. she has an interest in marine biology. I go, why don't you find a job either at a golf course or maybe at the zoo or something that makes sense to getting you closer to what your goals are than just
scuba diving for golf balls.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Really combining it all.
I thought that was good advice because it's in the world of networking and you know, it's who you know and who you surround yourself with.
Yeah.
But then everyone's like, what are you talking about?
Just get a job.
Get a job.
Start making some
know.
Money. Buy a car.
Well,
right?
I thought it's okay to be selective.
So let's just think, what are we solving for you in your mind, Sandy? Like, she should get a job that's connected with what she wants to do, right?
Mm.
And or at least has whatever notion she has. I don't think that that's such a bad idea. I just think that once you identify that, then get any job. Like one of my nieces had a really great comment. She's like, you know, look, I knew I wanted to sort of do something that had a mission driven job,
mm-hmm.
right? Typical of a 36 year old,
sure.
right? I want something. So she's like, but like, I didn't want a job that paid no money. So what she did was she went and found a job that had a mission-based organization, but she's in development, so there is money there. Do you know what I mean? Like the job within an organization. So it's almost like just take a job that you think you're going to like, but if you get that first job, I mean, I'll never forget when I was an intern. I had a summer internship between my junior and senior year of college, and I was kind of fiddling around because I was thinking that maybe I wanted to be a sports television sports producer. And then I also was like, oh, I really like Wall Street. So I did half and half in the summer. And I remember after the summer internship with like the a communications company, I literally went home and I said to my parents, like, nobody makes money in this industry for a long time. Then I finished my internship with my working on the American Stock Exchange, and I made like a beautiful chunk of money so that I could like pay for my whole senior year of expenses. And I was like, huh, this is better. I mean, by the way, picking the money job actually wasn't the right thing for me in the long term, but I came around to the media thing. So you kind of like find your way. You also have to like kind of confront your reality. If you're graduating with a whole bunch of student loan debt, you can't be so picky. You know, there are people who come out of schools and they're like, you know, they go to studentaid.gov, which is the federal student loan website. They find out like, hey, look at what I am actually on the hook for. They look at the payment amount and they say, huh, maybe a do-gooder job, not so great, but any job would be really wonderful. So you have to be honest with yourself, too, about your own reality.
That's
a good point. Real good point. So now colleges are wrapping up, and there's careers out there that kids are going toward?
Yeah, I mean, it's a bad time to look for a job.
Oh, I know.
You know, it really is, I'm sorry to say, for anybody
who has a job. Look for a job, look for a house, look for anything.
I mean, I think that when you graduate, you know, what I'm trying to really underscore is that so much of your financial life is about forming good habits. And it's really a lot easier to form that habit early on. So if you're, the good habit is really like starting with, hey, I got to track my money. What's coming in? What's going out? Because look, if you don't know that, how can you figure out how much money you have available to pay your debt down quickly, or how much money you have available to put into a savings account or a retirement account? So it's really very boring advice, but to be clear, every financial goal starts with, well, how much money do I have to fund that goal? So I think that in some ways it's like great that we have a this frictionless economy where you don't like you don't have to go into a bank and get your money. On the other hand, sometimes what can happen is you get disconnected from your financial life because it's all digital. So, Sandy, do you remember balancing a checkbook?
My God, I am so neurotic about my money. You know this. Everybody knows this.
But I know.
The digital life really.
I know. Right?
Sometimes I feel like disconnected. Like, wait, what's happening? Because you're right. The digital life is just weird.
I mean, nowadays.
Yeah, it's really tough.
Nowadays, you open your bank app and you're like, okay, there's pending. Okay, I kind of know what I got in there. You know, that's it.
How about this? There was, I guess we're having some issues with the mail system. I don't know, whatever. But I all of a sudden got this letter from RG&E, and they're like, hey, listen, we're going to turn off your electrical because you're behind on your payments. I go, I'm behind?
What,
what are you talking about?
Like, they're like, girl,
by the end of the week, you are no longer going to have electricity to your house, this letter. And I was freaking out. I'm like, what are you talking about? Because I pay every bill on time. I call and I'm like, I don't know what happened. They're like, oh yeah, some people are not getting their bills. Something's happening with the mail system where they're not just getting their bills.
Oh God.
So she was trying to tell me, she was trying to like almost, I got the vibe that she was talking down to me like, hey, old lady, you still doing the paper thing? Because
Oh,
I'm like, I have to do paper bills.
Really?
I don't do electronic because I'm nervous I'm going to miss an electronic.
Wait,
one of the things that I do think is great about this day and age is being able to have the auto pay feature. So, I mean, I think especially for a utility bill, I do everything and I automate it because that way it just, you know, kind of comes in, goes out. Like, and are you really going to dispute your bill for your electricity? I mean, I'm not. I don't think I've ever done that.
She does it all the time.
Oh, no, not the electricity. I know. I don't know. Something about auto, I do some of them, but I just feel like I'm not in control.
You don't trust it.
You're right.
Is it true that you don't trust it?
I
because
feel like
I don't trust. What do you? What put it this way? It's like the old story. Someone said to me once, like, "Oh my God, I can't fly. I'm so scared." Mm-hmm. Like I said, "Well, what are you more scared of? Driving on an interstate or flying? Because basically, yeah, flying's scary because you have no control." But driving on an interstate is really awful because you know what? There's nutsy people out there mm-hmm. and I can't trust yeah. them. So the question is, what do you makes you feel less secure? So for me, even like when I look at all of these terrible scams, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. Yeah.
If you know that all of your bills are being paid automatically and then some strange thing is like, hi, I'm from Verizon. You're like, no, you're not. I pay my bills automatically.
So
I almost feel like it cuts down on a lot of the scammy things that happen because you know you're taking care of it. Do you automatically pay for your mortgage? Do you even have a mortgage, Sandy?
No, we were very diligent to pay. Like,
oh
we didn't.
Oh, God, you're so nuts.
I know, isn't she? That's
hey, what we, I love. Like, yeah. Okay, we sacrificed a lot just to whatever. But anyhow,
good for
the
you.
Phone bill.
I'm proud.
I hear you.
Don't put me on the spot, Jill.
So listen. So your advice would definitely be automate as much as you can, and it's secure and safe.
FYI, it's like not just like automate as much as you can, like everywhere. Mm-hmm. If you've got a student loan, automate it.
Yeah.
If you've got a utility bill, automate it. Like just sometimes give you a discount for using auto pay, which is kind of great also.
Yeah.
And Sandy, I know you love a deal. And automate as much, like for me, even my taxes, mm-hmm. like what do I trust more? One way I had to pay your quarterly taxes. You go to a post office and you send your check, you know, registered mail, blah, blah, blah. It's such a pain in the neck.
Mm-hmm.
And versus you go to the IRS website, which, by the way, it's not easy anymore. They have a lot of like security authentication.
Mm-hmm.
But I set it up so it pays my quarterly estimates.
Just there.
And then I don't have to think about it. It's just done. It's not like, oh, my God, is it the 15th? Oh, my, I forgot again. No. So I just like automation because I think it clarifies a lot of things, but it does mean you have to go into the account and check it every so often.
Yeah.
And you have to make sure that you have the money
well,
in the
too,
account.
Well, that too, that goes back to knowing what goes in and knowing what goes out.
Right.
And
that's
speaking of out,
exactly
we out. Jill Schlesinger, thank you so much for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Take care, my friends. I'll talk to you next week.
When are we on TV next? When can we find you? See you.
Tomorrow. I just go to my website, jillonmoney.com. All the video stuff is there. I was on yesterday. I had a great hit about Social Security. Going on with Social Security.
Okay. See you next week, Jill. Love you. Bye.
Take care, buddy.
Love you.
Yeah. Go to jillonmoney.com. You know, if it's anything with a dollar bill or a dollar sign on it, Jill tackles it. It's really good stuff. It's totally humiliating, but... Yeah. Things we do for love. 818-2899. I'll take the first call through. James Taylor tickets. You are going to play What's in My Mouth in the Buzz.
Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
It's time for What's in My Mouth. Yay.
I don't know why I love this so much. I hope it translates on the air. It's just as funny.
Weekly humiliation.
Yeah, where we shove something in Scott's mouth, and then he gives us clues, and you have to guess what it is.
Yeah, right. Hi, Sarah's on the phone. Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Do you listen to The Buzz all the time?
I do, yeah, every morning.
That's excellent.
Oh, wait a minute. Sarah, are you first time, long time?
I am first time, long time, and I will tell you, I remember you guys on 98PXY riding the bus in the morning.
Oh, my God.
It is a story I tell all the time.
Is it?
I love
God,
it.
We're so old.
No! Sarah, first time, long time listener, call in the bus.
Yeah.
And you're going to win tickets to James Taylor in concert at CMAX. So. All right,
no
so
matter what, you're going to win no matter what.
Yeah, yeah. So what's in my mouth, Sarah? Here's what we're going to play. Like we said, I'm going to give you three clues. Each clue, repeat back. And then after the third clue, try to guess what it is. All right. Now, Sandy, I don't want you to see me, so I'm going to try.
No,
my...
I'm going to watch you. I want to watch you. I want to watch you.
Oh, no.
Because
okay.
Sarah will play. She's got it.
Okay, Sarah, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
What is that? I can't even see what it is that I'm... Oh, God. Yours looks different than mine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know why? Sarah, here's your first clue.
Oh, boy.
It's long, it's hard, and it's black.
See, mine isn't black.
Okay, it's long, it's hard, and it's black.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. Now I'm going to do it like I'm talking to this item. Okay?
hanging out of his mouth. Okay.
So I'm going to like pretend that I'm talking to what's in my mouth, and you have to repeat it back to me, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Ever get...
Huh?
Ever get caught mid-squeeze and nowhere to aim it?
Ever get caught mid-squeeze and nowhere to aim it?
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's such a great clue.
Okay. Here's another question for what's in my mouth. Hey, did you mean to get that wet, or are you just feeling adventurous?
Oh, gosh. I don't know if I understood that at all.
Did you mean to get that wet, or were you just feeling adventurous?
Did you mean to get that wet, or are you just feeling that adventurous?
Mm-hmm. Sarah, it is so big, it keeps slipping out of his mouth.
Yeah, I'll come through the whole thing around.
Okay.
Can I take it out now?
No, keep it in until Sarah guesses it correctly. You're going to get lockjaw or something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, what do you think it is?
The first clue was what?
I'm going to guess that it is mid-squeeze. Oh, my gosh. My first thought was a pen cap, but I can't think that that's what it would be.
Not a pen cap. No, I'll give you a second choice.
Ah, you took it out.
Okay.
Your jaw was hurting. His jaw was hurting. Okay.
It does. It's big, it's long, and it's black. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you ever get caught mid-squeeze with nowhere to aim it? And did you mean to get that wet, or are you just feeling adventurous?
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. This is so difficult.
You know, it's funny, Sandy. This should be like, keep it PG.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Because I know what you're thinking, Sarah.
There's a pattern with our games, isn't there?
And they also might be sold at Dollar General in Livonia. Oh, that's cool. It might also be sold at Dollar General in Livonia.
Why, is that where Sarah works?
Yeah, she does, yes.
Oh, okay. I was like, that's kind of random.
Yeah. I'm going to guess. I'm going to guess. Oh, God, I have no idea.
Anything. Just no grab
anything.
Anything that's so big it would slip out of your mouth.
Okay, keep it PG. Sarah?
Okay. I'm going to say a straw. No idea. I really don't.
That's fine, because the answer, what was in my mouth, it's big, it's long, and it's black, and it's hard. Do you ever get caught mid-squeeze with nowhere to aim it? And then did you mean to get that wet, or are you just feeling adventurous? The answer is a nose hosel.
A nose what?
A hose nozzle. Like the end of a garden hose?
Yeah, no, I totally should have known that 1,000%.
It's one of those that you unscrew and then you screw it tighter.
Yeah, yours looks different. Mine still has the
He's got the handle squeeze handle on it. Yeah, yeah.
Oh my goodness. I can't imagine having that in my mouth.
Yeah,
yes. Thank God. The way yours is shaped, it even looks more inappropriate.
It's never been used. I actually 3D printed it yesterday and I tested it. It's actually going to go on the end of my hose.
Oh, I love it. Oh my God, Sarah. See, very highbrow here. Aren't you just so excited that you called in?
It was such a fluke. I was like, I'm not going to win this. This is not going to ring. And the phone rang and I was like, oh my gosh, this is happening.
And you got through and you got tickets to James Taylor concert. Hey, James Taylor and the All-Star Band coming on June 29th at CMAC. Tickets are on sale. You can get them at where are they? Oh, Ticketmaster.com. Congrats, Sarah. Thank you for listening. We love you.
Thank you.
Okay. Look for your tickets. See you. Bye.
Thanks, bye.
Thanks for playing What's in My Mouth.
God, how fun. She was cute. I love her.
Got something to share with Spezzano and Sandy? It's as easy as opening the Odyssey app, searching for 98.9 The Buzz, and tapping the little microphone. Odyssey. AUDACY.
The citronella candle is useless. And don't even get me started on the sticky sprays.
Did you try the dryer sheet hack, too?
I've tried everything, and the mosquitoes are winning.
Stop the losing battle. Try Thermacell instead. Just turn it on. Mosquitoes gone.
That's it? No smoke? No smell?
That's it. Thermacell creates a zone of protection with the touch of a button. Thermacell is your new way to keep mosquitoes away. Shop Thermacell today.